أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد مننا على موسى وهارون ونجيناهما وقومهما من الكرب العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayat spoke about the incident between Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained what a great test it was that Ibrahim alayhi salam had passed and he had earned success in this test which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed him to experience. Allah in the next few ayat speaks about two other great prophets of Allah, Nabi Musa and his brother, Nabi Harun alayhim as-salam. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ وَهَارُونَ, ayah number 114 of Surah As-Saffat. Certainly we have bestowed favors upon Musa and Harun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the favors that Allah had bestowed upon the two of them. The greatest favor that both of them enjoyed, both the brothers had enjoyed, was the favor of Nubuwwah, revelation from Allah, being appointed as a Nabi of Allah. And then there were many other favors that Allah had bestowed upon both of them. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا وَقَوْمَهُمَا مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we rescued both of them. We saved both of them and both of their people. That is the Banu Israel, the Israelites. We saved the two of them and the people from the great agony. We are very much aware of the agony and the distress and the persecution that the Banu Israel, the Israelites, were subjected to at the hands of Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of how Allah Azza wa Jal rescued them, Allah saved them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered them from the agony which they had experienced. وَنَصَرْنَاهُمْ, we helped them, we assisted them. فَكَانُوا هُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ, hence they were the victors. They were those who were the conquerors and they were the victorious ones. وَآتَيْنَاهُمَ الْكِتَابَ الْمُسْتَبِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we had given both of them the clear book, the manifest book, referring to the Torah, which was revealed to Harun, Musa alayhi salam, and the teachings of which were further taught and propagated by Harun alayhi salam. So the difference between Musa and Harun is that Musa alayhi salam was a Rasul. He was a Nabi and he was a Rasul as well. A Rasul, he received a Sharia, he received a law, and he received a book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which made him a Rasul. As for Harun alayhi salam, he was a Nabi, but he was not a Rasul, because he did not receive a separate book of guidance, and he was not given a new Sharia, a new law that he had to introduce to the world. But he simply continued with the teachings of Musa alayhi salam, and that's what made him a Nabi and not a Rasul. وَهَدَيْنَاهُمَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we guided both of them towards the straight path. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخِرِينَ, Allah Azza wa Jal says, and we had left for both of them a good word in the later people to come. Again, for them also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we left behind a word of praise. Allah Azza wa Jal said this about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, that we had left for him a word of praise. Allah says this about Nuh alayhi salam also. Allah mentioned that we left behind for him in the world a word of praise amongst those who are to come later. What is the word of praise? Salam ala Musa wa Harun. That is, peace be upon Musa and Harun. So every Nabi and every Rasul, this is one form through which we praise them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something, إِنَّا كَذَٰلِكَ, Allah mentioned this about Nabi Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam. And Allah mentions it here again, إِنَّا كَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah says that that is how we reward those who do good deeds. Al-Muhsineen, the good doers. In other words, one way of rewarding them after their demise is that in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows praise praise to remain about them and good words to be spoken about them after they have left this world. When you look at those who are the enemies of Allah in the past and in recent times, once they leave this world, there are no words of praise for them. People only remember them for their injustice. People remember them for their oppression. People remember them for their war crimes. And you find, sometimes you hear of the death of an individual, you hear of the death of a person, and the first thing that comes to mind about that individual and about that person is how he had committed certain crimes and the wrong that he had done against people. Sometimes Muslim, sometimes non-Muslim as well. And on the other side, if the person was good and he had served his community, he had served his people, and he was a good doer, he always looked for opportunity to do good and to be of benefit towards others. You notice that after the passing away and the death of such a person, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, Muslim or non-Muslim, you will hear that because of he was a muhsin, he was amongst those who had done good, then you will hear that only words of praise are spoken about that person. Only words of praise are spoken about that person. When you hear of the death of that person, the first thing that comes to your mind is the good that that person had done. This is one way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, of how we reward those who have done good in the world. وَكَذَٰلِكَ Allah says, كَذَٰلِكَ إِنَّا كَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is how we certainly reward those who do good. إِنَّهُمَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says certainly both of them, both Musa and Harun alayhim as-salam, were from amongst our believing slaves. May Allah grant us understanding.